you're seasoned, right? So it's like you have the ability to guide her with the team and not let her make those mistakes that an agent that's brand new in the industry would fall right into. Morning, guys. Tim Bray, welcome to Real Estate Redefined. Today's a big moment.
Big.
Huge.
Right? Yep. We've got a new member at Seaport, and this rarely happens. I can't tell you guys how many times or how many people approach me in the industry and want to be part of the group. And I'm not even sure why they want to be part of the group. You know, I don't know if it's this sense of, you know, people don't know what we're doing, but we're here to welcome Lexi, your daughter,
Yay.
To the group.
So proud. You
bring a ton of attributes with you. So we're really excited to have you. You've got a pretty big social presence as well.
Yes.
Right? It may be of a different flavor, but I think your ability, the two of you to work together as a team, backed by Seaport, is absolutely huge. And there's nothing that's going to stop you guys.
Nothing.
We're in it to win it.
Yeah.
You definitely are. And it's amidst, I think, the largest change that this industry has ever seen.
You were mentioning that earlier.
So, well, the latest thing yesterday was Zillow announced that they are going to be doing brokerage. And if you remember 10 years ago, 15 years ago when Zillow started, they had said the one thing they vowed that they wouldn't do was a lot. It was get into brokerage. The question here is, who is the client? So traditionally with Zillow, the client has been us. You know, it's been the agent. They've been here to support the agent. But now the client or the customer is becoming
direct to the public,
direct to the consumer. So the question here is that a good thing for the consumer? Because I always look to the consumer. I think there are enough tools that we've created in the past, the industry, to help agents prospect, generate leads, whatnot. I think we've forgotten the client. So is this a good thing for the client? That's the question.
We'll see.
Right? I mean, it could be. If I'm an agent and I'm out there and I'm extremely concerned about Zillow taking my business, all you have to do on the MLS is click that little button that says, don't submit my listing to Zillow. As soon as somebody realizes that Zillow has an incomplete database, are the consumers going to be going there or are they going to be going to realtor.com?
So there is a way to...
There is, but again, we as agents can't mention that. Mm-hmm. May have just done that. but there are ways as agents to combat it. My question though is for consumers, is this a good thing? Will it streamline the process? I guess what could happen, they say they're just going to hire brokers from within their company. They're not going to go out to third-party companies and start asking agents. If they did, let's say you've got a really reputable group of agents that have dominated a market. If all of a sudden Zillow hired them to work for them in a brokerage capacity, their accountability, credibility would go through the roof. And all of a sudden it would have some legitimacy. So that's my issue. There are some ways. I'm sure Zillow has thought of a 10-step process.
They have 100 people.
They just took one. So we don't know what they're going to do. But again, I believe our industry is fragile on the residential side. That's why I think that Seaport Real Estate Services welcomes you, because we have so many things that we can do to add value to a client. What do you want to say about your daughter?
We've been waiting for her to finish. COVID slowed down the test. I'm just so excited. It's almost like a dream come true, working
awesome.
Side by side with your oldest firstborn kid. It's amazing.
Yeah. You?
I'm excited. I don't know. There would be no one else I would choose to help me along this journey besides my dad. So it makes me want to cry. It's so hard.
It's awesome because he's spoken of you so much, and your words are just always so positive, like so loving. So it's the coolest thing for me to watch.
Yep.
And I just wish you guys well. And I'm here, and the whole group is here to support you guys in everything that you do.
I would just like to say, embrace the uncomfortable, because it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be a lot of learning. You're going to doubt yourself. Just, again, stick to that moral ground and move forward.
And the opportunities
keep rowing. Keep rowing. Yep.
Yeah. And when you're getting started in this business, it's overwhelming. Because you're going to be looking for those opportunities, but those opportunities are the ones you create. Yep. So with what we're doing right now, maybe it's a time to announce, we're always trying to add a ton of value to our clients. So a lot of the content that you're going to see coming from this group is going to be brand new and unlike anything you've ever seen before. Our think tank sessions that we have are going to become very apparent in the content that we put out there. And you guys are going to be right at the forefront of that. So I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Not only on the residential side, right? I mean, so the beauty of what we're doing is we're looking at clients that come to us, not saying, well, are you coming to us as if you want to just buy real estate or just want to sell real estate? We're here to help advise them. Maybe it's not the right time to buy. Maybe it's not the right time to sell. Let's look at all of the things that are going on in your life and how can we help guide you in a way that is in your best interest as opposed to the best interest of the agent. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about changing the industry, kind of like what Zillow is doing.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Welcome to Seaport, Lexi.
Welcome to Seaport.
I'm so excited.
I am happy.
All right, guys. Everybody have a great day and welcome, Lexi. This is a huge move for both you and the group.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.